Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Visit ASCSeniorCare.com for more information about services, location, and special stories of seniors.
Good morning. It's Caregiver Crossing on WIBC. I'm Terry Stacey along with Tina McIntosh. You make resolutions, Tina Bina?
Okay, I knew you were going to ask.
I know.
Because I know that our guest is here to talk about that. And
yeah.
I didn't make any.
No?
Did you?
I pick a word.
I don't know what that means.
You pick a word, and last year's word was patience. And so then instead of, that's so once you pick a word, for some reason it sticks in your head. And then I tried to have better patience last year.
So what's the word?
This year is gratefulness. I need to take more time to be grateful for things I have. And so that's the word I'm using this year. Do you have a word?
Well, I don't have a word. The word that popped into my head was Jesus. I mean, my family
well, sure.
and I are talking about how what our family mission is. So we haven't designed that as a resolution yet, but it is a conversation. Now you try having that conversation, with a 12-year-old, 10-year-old, and 6-year-old.
Tough.
Good times, that conversation.
Well, but you'll get through it. I know you will.
Well, Keisha's going to coach us through this. So.
Keisha Crespo is here. She is the Health Promotions Coordinator at Countryside Meadows. Our thanks to American Senior Communities that sponsored this particular portion of our program this morning. Keisha, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have a resolution?
My resolution this year is to finish nursing school.
Oh, atta girl. Now, there's a resolution. That's a good one. Well, out of 45% of Americans who make resolutions, and you've heard this before, just 8% manage to successfully achieve their resolutions. Most of us give it up in, 6 weeks. So we're not very good with resolutions. But Keisha, you are one that can help us and to maybe stick with some of these plans, these changes, which is usually to our lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to give us some tips on how to do just that.
Okay, well, if you're serious about making changes this year in 2015, I think it's important for you, first off, to just start small. Like you said, you pick one word and you focus on that one word. So if you want to make changes this year, maybe pick two things that you want to focus on for the entire year and just start there.
So maybe don't do a family mission statement, but pick a word. All right. Keisha's not going to be very happy with
mission
me.
Mission statement's not bad. Just focus on that mission only.
But not as good as Terry's gratefulness. I get it.
I'll be very good at it. It just means that I picked the word. I've done that.
All right. One, start small.
That's right. Start small.
Yeah. Okay.
The next thing you want to make sure you do is make definable goals. So if you want to lose weight this year, which is usually a lot of people's New Year's resolutions, you want to pick a date or pick a amount of pounds you want to lose by that date, and you want to stick to that date. You don't want to try to vary and say, oh, well, it's my birthday next week. I'll push it back. Stick firm to that date.
Do people do that?
Why is she yelling
at
me?
No, I do it too.
I think maybe you're just a little sensitive. Definable goals.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, should we tell the world about it?
Yes, that's the next goal. How did you know?
Well, I've got the paper in front of me. I'm not going to lie to you. The paper in front of me. I was leading you in. That's what we call it.
Let the world know that Terry's word is gratefulness.
In this day of social media, we tell everything.
Right.
But that's a good idea. Make you accountable.
Mm-hmm. Let your friends know on Facebook. Put it on Twitter. They are there to encourage you and hold you accountable as well. So get as many people involved as you can, whether it be coworkers. I know one thing we do at Countryside is we have a Biggest Loser competition, which will start in February.
Good.
And then that way we hold everybody accountable. Not buying donuts. No bringing in McAllister's. None of that. We try to keep everybody on the straight and narrow path.
How I can be so hungry this early in the morning is beyond my comprehension. So you let the world know, and then what do you do, Keisha?
Then you rely on your senses. So usually if you have images can be very inspiring. So what I like to do is put up either a dress or a picture of a thinner you, and you focus on that. Keep something in your line of sight that will inspire you and motivate you to do better and continue to help you do better as you try to lose weight or
have you done that, Terry?
Develop patience.
Put a picture up on a wall?
Uh-huh.
No,
or
I haven't.
Like that?
I haven't.
I did, and let me tell you, that girl, it was me. However, it was a much younger me. Man, why didn't I appreciate what I had when I
maybe appreciation is your word for the year.
I have a few words I'd like to say out loud right now, too. But I've done that. And Keisha, that has helped me in the past. So, you know, just that visual and relying on your senses, I think, is a good tip.
Okay. All right. Then what do we do next, Keisha?
Then it's important to track your progress. Self-monitoring is vital to keep you on track. Use a calendar, write down your goals, circle those dates, and reward yourself when you fill those in. I mean,
ooh, like with French fries?
A small treat is okay sometimes.
Okay. I don't know why that
you don't
came
reward
to mind.
Yourself every 5 seconds.
Fries. Yum.
Yay me. Yay me again.
Yeah, I have that problem. You know what? I'm just going to break right here and tell you that I used to work out, and I did it really pretty religiously until there was a Chick-fil-A next door. So that became my goal. If I could get through the workout, then I'd treat myself to a Chick-fil-A. I'm not going to lie to
a
you.
Chick-fil-A salad, right?
Yeah. Well, no. It took a year before I realized that that was not doing me any good. Okay, I'm done.
No.
After you track your progress.
You do want to reward yourself. It
reward
is important
yourself, right?
That you pat yourself on the back for reaching those milestones. Small indulgences, either small purchases, small parfaits at Chick-fil-A or
or shoes. Or a pair of shoes.
A pair of shoes would work. But I mean, you want to make sure that you are rewarding yourself, because it is hard. And a lot of people do fall off the bandwagon. And I think that's why a lot of the times people don't stick to their New Year's resolutions, because they say, oh, well, I messed up. And oh, well, I've already gone past the point of no return. And it's never too late to start.
I wonder what the psychology is behind that, because I'm unfortunately one of those people. So if I'm dieting and working out and doing a great job, and I know there are all kinds of other resolutions to have, but if I have a couple of slip ups, then I kind of just fall off the cliff.
Yeah.
And I do
you
quit.
You beat yourself up. You're just like, well, I'm giving up. You give up.
Yeah, I don't know, though. That's probably not
the best thing. It's easier to quit than it is to say, you know what, okay, I messed up, but tomorrow's a brand new day, and I'm going to start fresh from here on.
I like that. Hey, maybe your words could be don't give up. For the
there
year.
You go. Maybe. I'd like you to keep a list of all these words, and maybe we can consult later. I'm very appreciative that you're keeping a list, Terry Stacy.
All right. Okay. So, Keisha, by the way, Keisha Crespo is here with us, Health Promotions Coordinator at Countryside Meadows. We just have about a minute and a half left. Give yourself, I guess we covered everything on how to get through this year.
Well, Keisha is a Health Promotions Coordinator, and you do some things, and we literally only have a moment left, but you've got a program.
The New Energy Wellness Program.
Yeah, we hear about New Energy Wellness a lot. And this is for people who are over what age?
50 years old.
Okay, over 50. And they can come in. They don't have to be at an American Senior Community.
No.
They can come in.
They can
off
live
the
out.
Street.
Yes. They can live anywhere. And as long as there's an ASC facility near them that has the New Energy Wellness Program, they can sign up to join. We monitor your vital signs before and after every workout. We work with your physician to get consent so that he knows that you're working out. And then we develop an exercise plan that is targeted towards what you want to work on, whether that be walking, balance, strength building, whatever you need, we're there to help you.
Well, I want to be over 50, so I can come and do it.
That's terrific. Me too.
Time will come. Time will come. If you want to learn more about American Senior Communities, learn more about New Energy Wellness, you can go to ASCSeniorCare.com. Again, that's ASCSeniorCare.com. Keisha, thanks.
Thank you.
We
for
loved it, Keisha.
Me.
You're terrific.
You guys can do
back.
It.
We can do it. Atta girl.
You can do it.
Maybe that should be your word.
Oh, seriously?
Keisha, thank you. Come and see us again. And Happy New Year, Keisha.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you so much. We've got today's top stories for you right after this on 93 WIVC. You're listening to Caregiver Crossing.